Hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today what we're going to be doing is just a quick, easy chicken recipe. It's really simple. All you need is some chicken breasts. I have them frozen. You can also use thawed ones. You're just going to cook them for a little bit less. But what you're going to need is you're going to need your chicken. You're going to need a tray to place it on. And then I also put foil on top of that to keep the mess down and keep it from sticking. But then you're going to need some oil. I'm going to be using olive oil and then spices. And I'm just going to be using a mix of spices. I'll go into them more later, but it's really just whatever spices you want to put on your chicken. So, without that out of the way, let's go ahead and start cooking. All right, so what we have here is my oven is preheating. And we're going to have that about a 375. That's what we're going to want it at. So I've almost got it preheated. And then I have my chicken set out on my tray with some aluminum foil. And what we're going to do now is we're not going to season it yet. We're going to season it here in a minute. But because it's frozen, what we're going to do is we're going to let it cook for about half the time. Let everything thaw out. And then we're going to season it because that way we let our seasonings stick to the chicken as opposed to just running off. So that was my oven. So what we're going to do, we're just going to take our oil and I'm going to be using olive oil. And we're just going to drizzle it over our chicken. Now, we don't want to use too much because we just want to use this as a little bit of a moisture and a little bit of flavor. But we don't want to drown out the chicken. I just put that on there, and then once your oven's ready, all you're going to be doing is you're going to put it in, and for thawed chicken, you're going to be cooking it for a little bit less time, around half an hour, but for this frozen, we're going to be cooking it 40 to 45 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to put this in the oven and set our timer for about 20 minutes. Then when that's done, the outside of the chicken will be defrosted and everything will be defrosted and it'll start to cook, and that's when we're going to put our spices on so it sticks to the chicken and doesn't just melt off with the ice. So we're going to go ahead and set that in just right on our middle rack, and then we're going to set our timer for 20 minutes, and the exact time for this doesn't really matter because with chicken, it's not so much the time, you just want to make sure the inside is cooked. And so you can do that if you've cooked for a long time, you probably have a way to tell if chicken is cooked. Once it's all white throughout the center, that's usually a good indicator. I'm going to be using a meat thermometer because that gives it a really good reading. And with our chicken, you're going to want to have a temperature of 165 in the thickest part. And you always check the thickest part because that's what gets cooked last. But we're going to let that sit for about 20 minutes and then we'll be back when it's time to season our chicken. All right, so we've had that in the oven for about 20 minutes, so we're gonna go ahead and take it out. Now, as we can see, I have some smaller pieces, so they're getting close to cooked. Bigger pieces and thicker pieces are going to take longer to cook, obviously, but we can see they're all thawed and starting to cook. So what we're going to do now is we're going to season one side, flip them over, season them, and put them back in. So what I'm going to do, I just have a bunch of spice here. We're going to go in just as we see fit. This is not a list. You can do whatever you want. Just keep in mind that the thicker your piece of chicken, the more seasoning you're going to want to have, because the seasoning's not going to sink into the meat. It's all on the outside. So thin pieces of meat, you want to use a little bit. Thicker pieces, you want to use more. But first off, I'm going to just put some garlic powder on. Just a nice coat of that. Then I'm going to do just a hint of cayenne pepper, because I don't want too much heat. I just want a little bit. Then I have some Dash seasoning, which is just a mix of stuff, and that is really good, so I'm going to put a little bit more on that. Have a little bit of basil. I'm going to sprinkle that on just to get that a little earthier taste. Some garlic salt. We're not going to want too much salt, and we already have some garlic on there. A little bit more. Then I have a little bit of minced onions I'm just going to sprinkle on. And then last, I have some more lemon pepper, because lemon on chicken goes really good, actually. So we're going to have a little bit of lemon pepper. And looking at mine, it's very thickly covered right now. And some of that is going to be left behind, which is why we have such a thick amount on. We're going to take our chicken and we're just going to flip it over. And the reason we have it on our foil, or I do at least, is because that keeps it from sticking as much. So next we're going to just add a little bit more olive oil. Don't want to get too much more, but just a little bit more to stick and just a little bit more flavor. And then we're not going to use all of them again, but we're going to put some more seasoning on this side just to get it balanced out. So I'm going to put some more garlic, a little bit more basil. I already have most of this seasoned, so I won't use a lot more. I'm not going to add any more cayenne. I am going to add some little bit more of this Dash blend because it has a really good flavor. And then just a little bit more lemon pepper. And top that off with a little bit more garlic salt. So this side is seasoned less than the other one, but it's going to balance out. So we're gonna go ahead and put that back in, and we're gonna set our timer for about another 20 minutes, and then we're going to check on the temperature inside. And this is a good point right now, because you have another 20 minutes or so. I'm going to be making rice as a side, and this is a good time to go ahead and make anything that you're going to want for a side. But we're gonna have our timer for 20 minutes, and then we'll come back and check on our chicken. All right, so been in the oven about another 20 minutes, so we're gonna go ahead and take it out and we're going to check the temperature. So some of the spices have worn off. That's what's gonna happen. That's why we use a lot of it. But a lot of it is still on there and it does smell really good. So we're gonna get our thermometer, and we always check at the thickest part. So at the center of my chicken, we're at about 170, and our minimum temperature we want is 165. So ours are done. If you need a little bit more, just put it in for about 5 to 10 minutes at a time. But you can smell, I can smell the lemon a lot, and it smells really good. But other than that, all that's left to do is get whatever side you have. Like I said, I have rice, and go ahead and dig in. So I hope you enjoyed this, and happy cooking. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. I know this week's been a pretty short one, but today we've just baked some chicken, and this is one that I've just found on my own. If you enjoyed, please leave us a rating on the episode if your podcasting platform allows it, and follow us so you get notified about new episodes. If you want more information about the show, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery, where we have information about upcoming episodes, bonus material, and areas that you can help determine new recipes that we might want to try. But thank you very much for listening, and happy cooking.